last two episodes of the Enemies of Islam Project Zionism, we embarked upon an exposé uncovering and bringing to light the crimes and atrocities being committed by the Zionist regime of Israel. For the last 70-odd years since its illegitimate, fraudulent, and forceful inception by foreign imperialist powers in the lands of Palestine, as we showed you. Palestine, the world's largest prison. In these following last two episodes, we will conclude our surface-level documentation of Zionist crimes in the Holy Lands of Palestine. We start this episode with a report from Amnesty International. The long and bloody list of the Zionist crimes spanning 70-odd years is so long that we would need to create a whole new season just to cover them all. Our last two episodes so far suffice to prove that the Zionist regime has committed an unforgivable amount of oppression, injustice, and murder against the innocent native Palestinians. But in order to respect our viewers' valuable time, we need to fast forward from last episode's 2014 all the way up to 2018 and bring forth an Amnesty International report regarding the crimes of the Zionist entity for the year 2018. New legislation called the Nation State Bill further entrenched discrimination against non-Jewish citizens by describing the Israeli state as being only for the Jewish people, confirming the status of the almost one-fifth of its population who are Palestinian citizens of Israel to be second-class citizens, and it makes it a national priority to build homes for Jews, but not for others. Israeli military and security forces killed more than 290 Palestinians, including over 50 children. Many were unlawfully killed as they were shot while posing no imminent threat to life. Israel imposed an illegal blockade on the Gaza Strip for the 11th year in a row, subjecting approximately 2 million inhabitants to collective punishment and exacerbating a humanitarian crisis. Freedom of movement for Palestinians in the West Bank remained restricted through a system of military checkpoints and roadblocks.
It's not about checking people, it's about harassment and the provocation. I am well known to them, they know me well. So it's a policy to make it empty here from the Palestinians. So we call it quiet transfer policy. So don't think about the future in this area.
Israeli authorities unlawfully detained within Israel thousands of Palestinians from the occupied Palestinian territories, holding hundreds in administrative detention without charge or trial. Palestinian civilians were prosecuted in military courts that did not meet international standards of fair trial. And more than 5,500 Palestinians, including 480 administrative detainees, were held in Israeli prisons by the end of the year. Torture and other ill treatment of detainees, including children, remained pervasive and was committed with impunity. Israel also continued to demolish Palestinian homes and other structures in the West Bank and in Palestinian villages inside Israel, forcibly evicting residents. The Israeli justice system continued to fail to adequately ensure accountability and redress for victims of grave violations of international humanitarian and human rights laws. The Zionist authorities continued to deny asylum seekers access to a fair or prompt refugee status determination process. Hundreds of African asylum seekers were deported and thousands were threatened with deportation. Conscientious objectors to military service were imprisoned. Almost 100 Israeli checkpoints and roadblocks continued to heavily restrict the movement of Palestinians in the West Bank. Palestinians are denied access to tens of roads in the West Bank that are designated for the use of Israelis only. Israeli forces killed scores of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip during the sustained March of Return peaceful protests that started in March of 2018 for the right of return of refugees to lands from which they were displaced 70 years earlier in 1948 and against the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip. The electronic Intifada.net reported eyewitness accounts of Ali, a 17-year-old boy who was shot after he threw a stone from a distance of 80 meters. Bystanders, along with two medics, rush to try and help Ali, but they report the Israeli sniper started shooting towards anyone who got close to the child. For around 17 minutes, no one was able to reach Ali. It was clear that the Israeli soldier wanted the child to bleed until he died. And that is what actually happened. According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, during the 2018 March of Return, 180 people were killed, among them 35 children, three paramedics, and two journalists. Social media videos, as well as eyewitness testimonies gathered by Amnesty International, as well as Palestinian and Israeli human rights groups, showed that Israeli soldiers shot and killed journalists, medical staff, innocent bystanders, and unarmed protesters who posed no threat to life. Some of these unlawful killings appeared to be willful, which would constitute war crimes. Israeli forces also injured at least 13,458 Palestinians, many of them seriously injured, including more than 7,000 people shot by live ammunition during peaceful protests. At the end of this episode, we bring you the UN Independent Commission of Inquiry on the ongoing March of Return protests in the occupied Palestinian territory. Set up by the United Nations Human Rights Council, the inquiry investigated possible violations from the start of the protests on March 30, 2018, up until December 31, 2018, a time span of only 9 months. An excerpt from the report is as follows. More than 6,000 unarmed demonstrators were shot by military snipers week after week at the protest sites. And the commission found reasonable grounds to believe that Israeli snipers shot at journalists, health workers, children, and persons with disabilities, knowing they were clearly recognizable as such. Furthermore, Middle East Director at Human Rights Watch, Sarah Leah Whitson, said, "Whether it's a child imprisoned by a military court, or shot unjustifiably, or a house demolished for lack of an elusive permit, or checkpoints where only Zionist settlers are allowed to pass, few Palestinians have escaped serious rights abuses during this 50-year occupation. Israel today maintains an entrenched system of institutionalized discrimination against Palestinians in the occupied territory, repression that extends far beyond any security rationale." In this third episode out of four, we continued showing you the horrendous Zionist crimes being committed in the Holy Lands of Palestine. After this episode, we begin to truly understand why people across the world have called the rogue Zionist regime child killers. Stay tuned for our fourth and last episode showing you Palestine, the world's largest prison.